show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Misa muy muy like Technorama. Where we find it?
Over there, in the media corner.
I'm going to edit out the Jar Jar in this show.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here's your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is a show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is the show for Wednesday, October 29th, 21st, 2009.
What year?
Is this
month?
Is this plug supposed to go somewhere?
Yeah, because the boat's filling up quick.
I've got an extra like jack that needs plugging into this mixing board somewhere. I don't know where it goes.
Just pull it off.
If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We appreciate you giving us your time. I am Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm doing fantastic, man.
Fantastic. That's the only fan we've got today.
Quite well, sir.
All right, don't get all Masterpiece Theater on me.
Yes, quite well, sir.
Before we get into Masterpiece Theater, and this masterpiece we call Technorama, we want to mention our good friends over at Citrix, who bring you GoToAssist Express. GoToAssist Express is an awesome program for doing remote diagnostics and helping people with their problems on their computers, like we have.
Or problems. Making problems and then fixing them.
You can see their screen remotely, you can do file transfers, you can get diagnostic information, find out what they've got on their machine for software and hardware and all that other good stuff that you really need to do awesome troubleshooting with. And GoToAssist Express is so simple. You don't need anything but a web browser to get started. You
can hook and up another and get person. Going.
Well, yeah, a person with problems, which shouldn't be too hard to find. You can't swing a dead cat without finding one of those. You don't even need the dead cat to swing. Yeah. You can try it free
for
30
days. Yes, take notice, PETA. We didn't mention that.
No cats were harmed in the making of this podcast. I want you to try GoToAssist Express free for 30 days by going to GoToAssist.com/tech podcast. That's GoToAssist.com/tech podcast for your free 30-day trial. You like it?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
We've used it. It works. What more can you say?
That's right. Nothing. Moving along.
All right. Coming up in this episode of Technorama, we've got the cheapest iPod Touch stand I have ever seen yet, and you too can make one yourself. Mm-hmm. Surf while you surf. That ought to be interesting. Hmm. And some interesting pumpkin decorating ideas. All that and more.
Hi, this is Garrett Wong, Ensign Harry Kim from Star Trek Voyager, and you're listening to Technorama with Chuck and Craig.
Yeah, baby. It's Victor from the Typical Mac User Podcast. You're listening to Technorama. They'll keep the love coming, baby. Every day. In every way. Now back to Chuck and Craig.
You know, listening to Victor reminded me that I watched Scarface last night.
Wait a minute.
I'd never seen that all the way through.
So he reminded you of Scarface.
Well, they both came from Cuba.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, see? Not hard to make the connection.
They're both
there,
fine imports from Cuba. Okay.
One became a criminal and the other became...
a podcaster that wants your money.
A movie star.
A movie star.
Al Pacino is awesome.
Ooh. Is he in the chat room? No, he's not in the chat room.
He will be later.
Yeah.
Real quick follow-up, wanted to remind everybody that Tech News Radio is having a contest. He's giving away a Tom Bin Checkpoint Flyer laptop carrying case valued at $225.
They make good stuff, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Any lucky TechNewsRadio.com listener can win to celebrate Steve Holden's fifth year of podcasting.
Yay.
He would like nothing better than somebody to win that. And he's opening that up to all the FriendsInTech.com shows. It's pretty simple. All you need to do during the month of October, before the 31st, that is send an email to TechNewsRadio@gmail.com with the subject line, Tom Bin Giveaway, TomBihn. I know I would have misspelled that myself.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Bin Giveaway, and one entry per email address. You don't have to do this per email per day thing. I'm not real sure why people do that, but he's doing the same thing we do. One is fine. We'll get the message.
Yeah.
And just as a disclaimer, he's not going to be passing on these email addresses. In fact, he's not even going to be keeping them, it sounds like.
Until he gets a good deal.
And yeah,
for
sure.
I'm kidding. No,
$1 million.
Okay, here you go. I bought a small island. I don't have to care about you people anymore. See ya.
Also in the podosphere, wanted to mention that one of our friends, guy you may have heard of him, he's called J.C. Hutchins.
Who?
Did this little thing called Seventh Son.
Oh, I thought Scott Sigler wrote Seventh Son.
His book is going live. It's been picked up by St. Martin's Press. It will be in print October...
At the end of
it's
October.
It's a magic date. 21st, 27th?
I think 27th, but I'm not sure. And then towards the end of October, of course.
It's going to be in print. And you know what? He tried pitching this book a number of times to different publishers, and they went poo-poo until he had a loyal fan following in the podosphere, and then went to St. Martin's and went, hey, baby, look at this. And they gave him a book deal. So, brand new. He's got a lot of cool stuff coming out. A brand new podcast recording of the print edition. So he changed a couple things around, and the quality is awesome.
Not just that, but the story's a little slightly different, too.
Slightly, but it's still the same basic thing. Mm-hmm. It's got a couple new scenes, a couple new twists, and a couple of character tweaks. But, you know, you'll if you listen to it before, you'll want to go listen to it again. It's great. He's also got a prequel audio short story anthology called Seven Suns, 7 Days, where we made a... sort of an appearance in that.
Yeah. I'm not sure how to take it, but I'll take it in a positive.
I thought it was a great mention.
Yeah.
A serialization of the novel in PDF at his site, jchutchins.net, and also at boingboing.net. Free songs written and performed by John Smith, the musician character in the book, which he recorded at our studios, if you listen real closely on the episode number 2.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah,
right.
We helped him out with that. Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, you
and
know
much
what?
More.
Speaking of JC and all this stuff, we, you know, and Swinging Dead Cats, I mean, come on.
Swinging Dead Cats.
You can't miss him.
Yeah. Go to jchutchins.net to keep up on all that good stuff. The Technorama listeners, if you're interested, we want to know if you're interested in a follow-up with JC. He's going to be doing interviews through November. We want to schedule something up. So if you're interested, zap us an email or a Twitter message or something. Say, yeah, get him on. We want to talk to him again.
Yeah, so he's the official Technorama book club pick this month. Like Oprah's.
Chat room is telling us that Swingin' Dead Cats is probably the best name for a blues band.
That would be. That's awesome.
Speaking That's of the great. Chat room, let's give them a shout because I have no idea who even said that. I don't know. I think they went with dairy products or something. Let's see what we can figure out here. AD Cheese Pants. Butter Vaughn. Cheddar
Tim. Wait a minute.
Tim.
You can stop right there. AD Cheese Pants.
Butter Vaughn was pretty good. Cheddar Tim. Clottage Cheese. Ooh. That sounds like something you don't want to have.
That's kind of funny.
Captain Half and Half. Dairy Free 80. He just changed his name again. Deb Drop. N2 Cream One Cup. Geek Cred. Jason Half Calf. Main Fromage. I think this is a very creative how they're working their way into their real handles.
Yeah.
You know, Mainframe would normally be Mainframe, but he's Main Fromage. Stew Half at Cream.
That's pretty funny. Well,
what would you be if you changed your name right now to this dairy thing?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Step.
Work on it.
Blue? I don't know.
I'd be like Cow Tomasi.
Okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't choose a good cheese.
Good cheese. Step Edom. Work with me here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's half fat cream. I missed the double F. Half fat cream. If you want to have some of this fun and join the cheesy comedy we've got over here, you can, and you happen to be here on Sunday nights at about 10 p.m. Eastern, join us in the chat room. Sometimes things get started a little early and a little sillier. At chuckchat.com/webcam, you can see the live show being done in front of your face and find out how all this cheese is made. Usually turns to yogurt about this time.
Yogurt.
Yogurt! I hate yogurt!
Yogurt!
We saw him at Dragon Con, by the way.
Who?
Dark Helmet.
Oh, yes, Dark Helmet, of course. Yes.
All right, turning to the birthday calendar. I can't get this thing open. There.
Yes, you...
The birthday calendar.
I got to respond to Claudio in the chat room. Yes, you probably heard Chuck mention the Sausage Factory.
This place is a sausage factory. Happy birthday on October 22nd to Zach. Mad Marv on the 25th. It's spelled K-Y-L-E, but pronounced Marv.
It's the Hawaiian phonetics kicking in.
Yes, because there's no Y in Hawaiian.
Discuss.
Also on the 25th is Human Shield. Also on the 25th is Brit on Tour, a.k.a. Jason. Also on the 25th is Scott from Minneapolis. Happy birthday to all you people on the 25th and every other day this week. If you're not on the on the birthday calendar and you want to be there, I can't believe there are a lot of people on that birthday calendar.
Hey,
and
if you don't have a birthday, just pick a day.
Make one up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, JC's clones probably don't have an actual birthday, kind of clone.
It's amazing.
Day.
I mean, I looked at that today and went, wow, that is a lot of Technorama listeners. And you know, that's not even all the listeners. That's the one who just decided to get off their lazy butts and put something in the wiki. Oh, that's right. I say that?
Lazy butts. Yeah.
So go to chuckchat.com/wiki, and we'd love to see your lazy butts there.
Hey, well, do clones have birthdays? Or would they be like clone days? Or
They'd all have the same birthday, right?
Well, if you were all cloned the same day.
Right. That makes sense.
Or would it be a clone day?
No.
Or activation day? I don't know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, please. I'm getting hurdy brain again.
Oh, great news, everyone.
In the news, we've got a new camera that promises to capture your whole life. Boy,
really?
That would be interesting to see, especially the sleeping hours.
Honey, will you take that off?
There's some things we just don't need to see. Yeah. According to NewScientist.com, a new camera promises to capture your whole life. A camera you can wear as a pendant to record every moment of your life will soon be launched by a UK-based firm. Originally invented to help jog the memories of people with Alzheimer's disease. Where did I put my keys? Replay.
Where'd I put that camera?
It's around your neck.
Where did I put my neck? Why is this camera here?
What happened to my neck? Did you see the new Hardee's commercial? No, it wasn't Hardee's. I think it was Subway. This guy's passing out these fast food burger bags, and he goes, who had the What Happened to My Neck special? Yeah. And the I'll Never Get a Girlfriend.
Does this make my butt look big? Burger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did say that's pretty good.
Worn on a cord around the neck, the camera takes pictures automatically as often as once every 30 seconds. It also uses an accelerometer and light sensors to snap an image when a person enters a new environment, and an infrared sensor to take one when it detects the body heat of a person in front of the wearer.
Yeah.
So in case you're dead and they're looking over you, click.
Yeah, see, you know, you're going back through your... You went to the bar last night and you couldn't remember the people that you met. Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, see, this would be the kind of thing that you'd want to hang around your cat.
You know what's funny is I want to say we talked about this a long time ago, but Microsoft had a little demo unit that they were looking for to make something like this. And it would take pictures every so often as you're walking around, and just for the same purpose. It's the same thing. But except for their experiment, was like a big box, like Darth Vader had the respirator thing on his chest. It kind of looked like that. Now look how small it is. Actually, that I'm impressed with, but it's kind of neat.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Also cool, we love steampunk, and we got a little bit of it tonight. Steampunk Museum. Here's the first steampunk museum. I lost track of the article. Hold on.
Steampunk art exhibit opens.
Art exhibit at Oxford.
In Oxford. It actually runs from today, which was this last week, till February 21st, 2010. So anybody that's in Oxford in the UK, head on over there. We're looking at you, Stu. I don't know where you live at, but...
at least you're on the right continent.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, if you're in Australia... No.
It's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, don't be discouraged, but you'll get there eventually. But yeah, check it out. I would be interested to see some of our listeners take some pictures about that. Oh, he's about 2 hours away. Well, that's not too bad.
I'd go for 2 hours to a steampunk museum.
Yeah.
I'd even get some audio clips. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Yeah. We're looking at you again, Stu. You know, what's funny is steampunk, it's gotten, of course, a fan base over a long period of time, and it's gotten really popular in a subculture kind of way, but now it's starting to make its mainstream.
Yes, it is, and I like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it encourages me to get more involved in it.
Yeah, because you have to be very creative to really come up with, to go out of your way to make these kind of things functional. You know, these designs, glasses, or wear, or motorcycles. Not just
that, you've got to have some like machinist talent, and I mean, there's a lot of things, artistic ability that come into this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why I'm not doing it. I have none of those talents.
Yeah, that's steampunk, your podcast rig there.
This microphone would look awesome as a steampunk, wouldn't it?
Just like a pipe. Like a pipe hanging there with a gauge hang off of it, a pressure gauge.
All right, let's look at the Hacks and Strange Stories.
Hacks and Strange Stories!
Lenny, we just said that. Thanks.
Yeah. Go back upstairs.
Hey, world's cheapest, well, maybe not cheapest because you need the materials, but a way to turn a coffee sleeve. You know those cardboard things that go around the cups at, like, famous coffee places? Don't say it.
Okay.
Because more than that star place has these things.
Why not say it? What's the...
You can take the circular cardboard thing, cut a couple of notches in it, and it makes an awesome stand for your iPod video.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been looking for something like that.
Well, at work, we have disposable coffee cups with sleeves. So I went over, as soon as I saw this, I went over and grabbed one and, snip, snip. And sure enough, it actually held pretty well.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if you can just walk into a coffee place and say, can I have a sleeve?
Yeah, just walk over and grab about five of them, run out.
Yoink!
Why don't you just go buy a drink? You don't have to get a coffee. I know you don't drink caffeine.
Because they're too expensive. That'd be like $5 just for a cardboard sleeve.
No. They're only... You get the smallest drink they got. It's like a dollar and some change.
Yeah, and I can make it for about a quarter of that price.
But you get the sleeve to hang your iPod on.
I'm going to have to pass on that one. I'll wait till the next time some other joker at work gets one and say, can I have your sleeve?
Can I finish drinking it first? Well, the thing is, if you go on an airplane, there's usually a coffee place that shall be unnamed in the airport. So you could grab one and take it on the airplane with you,
Just as you're riding by.
Yeah.
Yoink!
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We've got a urban renewal project just outside of Providence, Rhode Island. This comes to us by way of Gizmodo. It says, spotted by a reader outside Providence, Rhode Island. What exactly, or what isn't outside of Providence, Rhode Island, anyway?
Everything is.
There's a building that's being reclaimed, and somebody put up in the corner of the building a little OS 9, actually probably any older OS, Mac OS version, a little file edit menu with the pull down. It's selected as file new because they're going to be redoing this building. I thought that was kind of cute.
Yes, it was.
He says, looking at it from a distance, it makes him wish they had put the whole menu bar up there.
I know. Why don't you just finish it off? Hey, but scroll down just a little bit. The first comment, there's like the wow starts now or whatever. It's like one of those Microsoft ads in the subway and somebody just put Linux over the Windows flag. Nice.
Shh, Victor just joined the chat room.
Oh, don't say anything. All right, so surfing the surf.
Marv sends us this one. This is actually a very old article. It predates Technorama by a little bit, but hey, you never know. This is still good stuff. This goes in the Hex and Strange Stories. Somebody crossbreeded a laptop embedded in a surfboard. So although it's old, it would be interesting to see if this thing is still around and if it hooks up to the internet. Could you tweet while you catch a wave?
You know, I just did an awesome pipe, you know, whatever.
Gnarly wipeout, dude.
Going for it again.
You could post some pretty cool pictures to your Facebook page as you're surfing.
Then the shark tweets, tasty human.
Yum. Got the whole leg that time.
That's right.
The shark. NCAF also sends us a great link to a PC case mod from Russia that has a tiny little miniature living room inside of it.
Yeah, I saw this. It looks great.
You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
It reminds me of like those... Did you see the episode of Warehouse 13 where the agent was kind of buried away and they resurrected his room? They kind of went into this rotating library, kind of like a tape library, but instead of
tape... We talked about
that
on the show. Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, that's what this reminds me of. It looks like they pulled one of the rooms out of Warehouse 13.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, what was it, the... Little Putins or what? The Little Putins?
The Lilliputians?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows that's where the magic elves live in your computer.
Yeah. It's just...
He's got proof.
Hey, it's like somebody opened the refrigerator too quick and caught the person that turns the light on and off.
He left his light on inside the PC case.
The hamster. Now, I've been into computer cases and I've seen mice that didn't keep a place this clean.
Close the door. It's cold.
I think we talked about that too. I've had some mice living in a computer case before.
Oh yeah, me too.
Mm.
Thanks, NCAF, for passing that one along.
Yeah, little Putin. Little Putin. Also, that's like mini me of in Russia. Little Putin.
Finally, over in over at Make Magazine, we've got our holiday obligatory holiday decoration. How to steampunk a pumpkin.
Actually, I think they call it steampunkin.
Steampunkin. He's got, you know, the brass glasses on, and what is that for a mouth and around his neck?
I'm not quite sure. It looks like little foot pedals or something. But what's interesting is when you play the video, he's got a little fog machine in there. And
really?
And an LED thing to change the color LEDs. So, yeah, when somebody approaches, the lights
up. Is that
up
a capacitor stapled to his face?
Stapled. You know what? I was trying to figure out in the video, I was watching it, and I was like, what is that stuck on his face?
I think it's a capacitor.
But in the picture, you can see it's like a capacitor and some other...
Yeah, it's like an electrolytic capacitor.
Yeah. But yeah, it lights up and blows out steam. It's pretty cool.
Steampunkin.
They called it the hack-o-lantern, which I thought was nice.
That's beautiful.
I did see another one. It was a pumpkin where they took... metal sleeve, like ductwork, small round ductwork, like you can get Home Depot or something, and put it on there and look like a robot. Pumpkin robot. Very cool.
We are going to take a quick break and we'll be back with the media corner. Capiche?
Capiche.
Oh, I guess we were supposed to talk during the music part. We got 5 seconds.
5 seconds to do what?
Is this thing on?
Oh.
Yes, not anymore, it's not.
On. Take a break.
Netscapades on ice. Come see Matthew Willington perform the interpretive dance set to ice of the .com boom and burst on ice. See Microsoft, Amazon, and Netscape battle it out for their piece of the pie. Netscapades on ice. Watch CEOs vying for a new part of this new frontier. Netscapades. Coming to the Hallmark Union Square, November 13th. It's an experience you'll never forget. On ice.
You're listening to Technorama with Chuck and Craig. Hey, these guys make me feel like I'm flying with Superman. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
Yeah, in the media corner, go ahead.
I was going to lead off, man. Be like,
lead off.
Cool
go
stuff.
Ahead. Lead off.
Okay. The Verizon guy is on The Price is Right. See, you messed me up now.
Well, yeah. Hey, except the video is no longer available.
Oh, really?
They had to pull it.
Did you see it?
No.
Okay, well, the video, what it was the end of The Price is Right. You know when they do the showcases where the people bid on how much all these trips and all this crap costs?
Why are all the people in the background wearing hard hats, or was that just from one of their ads?
You know, it's like the Verizon, you know, with the network behind
it. But are all the people on Price is Right wearing hard hats just for that?
Yes, that's right.
Holy marketing campaign, Batman.
But what was funny was the Verizon guy actually did the spiel on, you know, you can use your... You get new Verizon phones, and you can use them on your trip to blah, blah, blah. And he was talking about the different trips. And I was thinking, that's the most words I've seen come out of that man's mouth, except for, can you hear me now?
Right. He hasn't even said anything like in the last 5 years.
And he's getting paid, I'm sure, pretty well, too.
He just shows up and grins.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, it was kind of neat to see him actually speaking and interacting with everybody. Yeah, and the whole audience had hard hats on. Mimicking their, you know, ad campaign.
Speaking of fun, which yes. I don't think we exactly were, I'm sure everybody has probably already heard of the Star Wars Uncut project. You can see it in progress at StarWarsUncut.com. This is a time sink. Be warned. Okay, you've been warned. I started looking at it, and you can watch clip after clip. What the idea is, if you haven't heard about it, there are... They've taken the movie and divided it into 15-second increments. The entire first movie, Episode 4, A New Hope, and said, go pick your scene, record it how you like. Some people are recording this in their basement. Some people are sketching it on paper. Some are using animated action figures. And it is wonderful. At one point during the cantina scene, you know, who shot first, Han or Greedo?
Yeah.
Han turns into a woman.
Wow.
It's really bizarre. At another point, this guy's sitting on his couch.
Yeah, I saw one where that people were using action figures and claymation. Some people drew.
There's one with rotoscope. I mean, it would probably be pretty painful to watch end to end, but it's just fun to watch these segments to see what people do.
Oh, I'm watching it end to end.
It's hard to watch just by going, next clip, play, next clip, play. But what they will finally produce this when they get all the clips put together, they'll produce it and you can just watch it as a movie.
Hey, you know,
some are done with flash animation. I mean, it's just, I swear, I was watching the promo. Did you see the promo from the next link?
No, I didn't.
Watch the promo at some point. Somebody is doing their 15 seconds as like this IM session in iChat. That's the lines they've got from the movie.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. Yeah, I did see
they
that.
Used
That's right.
No actors whatsoever. It was brilliant.
That's like the Pulp Fiction and the Google Wave. Did you see that?
No, didn't see that.
They were using Google Wave and they were reacting the scene from Pulp Fiction, not with people, but with the text. And they were like when Samuel L. Jackson shoots the guy, you know, bam, and you can see the words bam going bold, and it's all timed perfectly with the audio. It's actually pretty cool. The Pulp
really?
Fiction. Yeah, I'll send it to you because, you know, where he does the Bible verse and it's all, he goes,
that's pretty cool.
He adds a link to some Bible verses in Google Wave, and then there's the verse that he's repeating, you know, he's narrating. It's kind of funny.
We like astronomy at Technorama. This
Absolutely.
Is all about science, tech, and all that good stuff. There is a great picture with Jupiter, some of its moons, and Earth in the same photograph. How yes. cool is that?
Yeah.
And they show where the picture was taken from. It was actually, there's a diagram over at geekology.com that the satellite, the probe, whatever it is actually out closer to Mars, and it's looking back along the axis of Earth, and look, Jupiter is in the background, actually. So it's a fairly wide shot, and you can see Earth is, it's interesting to see how blue Earth actually is in the sky.
Hey, can you two get a little closer together?
I'm going to have to move back a little bit for this. Maybe one or two parsecs.
Yeah.
To get you both in the frame. Jupiter, yeah. a little to the left. What?
12 parsecs.
You expect me to go in retrograde for this?
And about 12 parsecs. Sorry.
Love the picture, and we also like dinosaurs.
Yeah, speaking of space.
Gizmo. You know, when I was in fifth grade, I had two main interests. One was astronomy, and one was dinosaurs. That's all I really cared about.
And
well,
see,
all the other
the
kids
links
wanted
are right
to be
beside
either,
each other now.
That's right. I'm in heaven right here. Because all the other kids wanted to be either hockey players or truck drivers, that was about the time when C.W. McCall's Convoy came out, so you can figure out what influence that had.
Convoy.
I was into dinosaurs and astronomy. And cool dinosaurs, there's an animatronic dinosaur puppet that was on what some German television show, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's German for sure.
Find it on YouTube, but it's also over at Gizmodo. It's part of it is animatronics. Part of it is like human actor. They've got like a velociraptor running around, full size. And you have to look closely, but it is a guy running around inside this thing.
You know what's funny is the way it moves, it's so enthralling that you almost don't see his legs at first.
You don't. Until I read the comments, you don't even notice that. And he goes, oh, well, yeah, there are legs in there.
Yeah.
And then they come out with a big Triceratops and then a huge Tyrannosaurus Rex. I think all of these are to scale. And the host of the show is just kind of sitting there with his little co-host kid.
By the way, that's not a velociraptor. That's a baby T-Rex. That's why they're all nestling each other at the end.
Looked a little out of scale to be a T-Rex because the little one had bigger arms.
And you know what? It may have been, but they were, it's the mother came out against the Triceratops.
Yeah, they were kind of getting nuzzly, but I don't think those were the same species.
It's an unholy union.
Yeah. Yeah. So why did they call it Jurassic Park when those were actually in the Cretaceous period?
I don't know. I hate
never
that.
Mind that.
But anyway, these go watch this video because it is impressive, and they are very they're big and to scale, and they're moving around very well. Very cool.
You could tell the bigger ones were actual animatronics because they had a kind of a platform thing under them. But
yeah, I think there's people in it
driving possibly. Them around.
Yeah, and on the inside, but yeah, they're on a stand. But yeah,
wow, it feels like a Triceratops, but drives like a Velociraptor.
Doesn't get quite the gas mileage, but you know.
Gets the gas mileage of a Triceratops, of a T-Rex.
And get it? Dinosaurs, oil, gasoline.
Fossil fuels. Yeah. I get it now. Should we go on with your What the Craig?
Sure.
What the Chuck?
What's up with that?
Yeah, you know, I
wait a minute. I don't think that was the right bumper. I'll go with
okay,
it.
Okay, here we go. No.
You don't make me angry. And you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
And we like you when you're not angry? How is this different?
I'm not really angry. This is just a name for my place.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. That's okay. We don't like you anyway.
What? Okay. Okay. Anyway, I recently got into Google Wave and I had some invites and I pulled some people in, such as Chuck and some other people. I was curious if you were into Google Wave, what you thought about it as well. Because, you know, it's supposed to be an email replacement. However, it has the properties of IM and email and
Google Docs.
Yeah, it's going to have some Google Docs stuff. So I'm just curious, do you see this as an email replacement or not? Actually, I totally can see it, but they're going to have to tighten some stuff up and kind of really Now, in all fairness, it is a preview, so I didn't expect it to be feature complete. But I can totally see this being a email replacement over time.
I can see it if enough people adopt it, because, you know, that's twice this week I've heard people say, email is dead. Like, yeah. They're so full of crap. Email is continuing to grow in traffic because new people are using it, and they're using it in more ways every day. It's just the pie is getting bigger, so the slices are getting bigger of who's using Twitter, who's using email, and all this other stuff. So even though new slices are coming into the pie, I don't think fewer people are using email or fewer emails are being sent. That's just ludicrous.
Yes, but, I don't buy the emails dead. That's kind of, that makes me angry. I hate that stupid phrase.
You mean like Web 2.0?
Yeah. Anyway, what I will say is, seems like the last few weeks I've had people DMing me through Twitter as an email replacement. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, I can't rely on Twitter to stay up for just normal crap conversation.
You know? Right.
I want an email into my inbox where later on I can search for it or take action on it or do something with it or whatever. I don't buy that.
I've got to figure out the organization of Wave. I mean, right now we've got, about a dozen things in our inbox. Mm-hmm. How do you organize those and save them and search them and things later in that Gmail mentality? You know, I can use labels and archive them. I haven't got my brain around that yet, and it's probably just another week or two away of understanding what the Wave organization looks like.
Yeah, and well, you think of a Wave as an email thread, and then you can make folders and you can tag them. So you make search tags, you know, I mean, searches for tags and stuff like that. So you can organize it similar that you would Gmail.
I'm sure you can. I just haven't gotten to that point yet. Yeah, you can only 12 of them in there. You go, okay, I see it. I click it.
Yeah, well, even if you wanted to save part of it for later or maybe into a private one, you can right-click on it and do copy Wave, and you can either fork off and make a new thread.
Excuse me?
Hmm?
You said fork off.
Fork.
Family-friendly show.
Let's see. What's the timestamp? No. So, you know, you can fork it and talk to other people separately.
Watch your mouth.
You know, there's some flexibility there.
Okay. I like it. So far, you're right. It needs a little more work. It's clearly a prototype product, but it's living up to what they kind of said back in May.
Yeah, I think it's got a lot of potential, and it's still got a little ways to go before it's, well, you know, it's Google. It's going to be beta for a couple of years.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years. How do we live with that?
That's actually part of the project plan, beta.
Okay,
beta.
A couple things in the Geek Library to finish up on. I just like chair dancing to this song.
I like superheroes. Actually, over at Geekology again, they have some pictures posted of superheroes and old war photographs, which is kind of
neat. This is pretty neat. They've got Superman. It looks like somebody's looting the Nazi art museum. You know, they got the Americans walking out with all these great Rembrandts and things. And there's Superman on the stairs like, I helped raid the Nazis.
Yeah, standing there gloating.
They've got some World War II soldiers marching through some unknown city with rubble on the ground and who's there but Spider-Man, of course.
Hey, it's not even a good Spider-Man. He's got wrinkly pants.
he's a little saggy in the crotch, isn't he?
Well, I wasn't looking there, but yes.
And reviewing the troops of World War II is none other than our own Batman. And it's a modern Batman, too.
Batman.
He looks a little chubby in the jowls on that one.
I'm trying to figure out what Batman's doing with Castro down at the bottom. Did he just pop in to snatch and grab, or is he hanging out with him in support? I don't know.
Who's the latest Batman? The one from
Christian
the Dark
Bale?
Knight? Who's Christian Bale? I think that's the Christian Bale Batman.
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the one up above looks a little heavier.
Yeah, he's.
He needs to work out more.
He's the William Conrad Batman.
Yeah. Anyway, go check them out. They're pretty cool pictures. Now that we described them to you in detail.
And finally, in detail, you've got to describe the Sweet Kids robot costume.
Yeah, you can never get enough. I keep putting these in there because in the show notes, and I know I put this in a little late for you there, Chuck, but I had to put it in there because it's Halloween's coming up, and people do some creative things. As we've seen at Dragon Con.
Yeah, he's got like a little kid's cell phone on the front. I didn't notice that before.
Yeah,
he's kind of made up of, the arms are that dryer vent hose.
Yeah.
His legs look like they were made up of shiny bubble wrap.
Actually, I think it's kind of that wrap you would put around a duct work, like for your air conditioner.
What does it say? Arlen? Alien? It says something on his head.
I can't read it.
You gotta think his nose is smashed into that bucket pretty bad, though.
Yeah, well.
It's cute. You know Craig wants to put Harrison in one of these things.
It says A...
Yeah, what's that second character?
I can't... Arlen.
It's a reflection. Arlen? It's an acronym for something.
Yeah, I'm sure it stands for something. Like look what I did with my kid type. I don't know. Anyway.
If you have a child, an adorable child, in a costume of Halloween motif... Not sure why that came out that way, but... take a picture. Post it to our Technorama Flickr group, or we have a new Facebook page. I know a lot of you people are Facebook people. We've got a Facebook page. Become a fan. How do you find that thing anyway?
Well, I'm going to put a link to it on the front page of our website. But, you know, we have a Google group, or a Facebook group. But they put so much more emphasis on their pages, and it looks like any user page or something. And you can, everybody that goes there and is a fan, they can post links or whatever. It doesn't matter. And,
but I don't see a thing on the bottom. There's calendar, there's groups, but I don't see anything for pages. Where do you find pages on Facebook?
To make your own page?
Or to find existing pages?
Just search for it.
Unless somebody sends me a link, I don't know what pages are out there. So if I search for Technorama, I'll get the group, I'll get, you know, you mentioning stuff, I'll get our page. Is that what you're after?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
And the way the pages work, if people like or comment on this stuff, it shows up on their profile. Unlike the groups, I don't think that did that unless you shared it or something. So
we're in trouble. No one's going to like us.
Yeah. So here, I'll put this in the chat room.
While you're doing that, I will walk us through the ending. We appreciate you giving us your time and listening to Technorama. If you like the show, there are many ways to show us your love. To comment, join the Technorama Network. Join the conversation. 206-222-CHAT. That's the phone number. 206-222-2428 if you want to leave us a message. And get in on this conversation. Something we talked about, some mistake we made that you want to correct us on.
Whoa. Go, we don't make mistakes here.
Yeah. Let's go back and listen to the last voicemail show. We're always getting introduced. It's kind of the Wikipedia concept.
Yeah, you just throw it out there and other people correct it.
That's right. We throw stuff out there and help.
Yeah.
206-222-2428. You can also email us at technorama@chuckchat.com. We'll spot your tweets if you put them with #tech101. We'd love to hear from you. Or what are many of the other ways? I thought we had like 16 other ways you can get a hold of us.
Yeah, we do.
I'm not coming up with them at the moment.
But you have to go find them.
We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're there.
Yeah.
You mentioned
I did set up a new Technorama store, and I got a couple of shirts in there. So if you want to be part of the Technorama node on our network, or you want to be a node on our network, go get your shirt. It says, I'm a node.
I'm getting one.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get one myself.
Those are pretty cool. I want to see those like at the next convention or something.
That's right. So we have a link on our website for the Technorama store, or you can go to Zazzle, Zazzle.com/Technorama, and you'll see it all there.
Jason Tucker in the chat room is challenging us. He says, DHCP, I will come up with a new acronym for DHCP.
A new acronym?
The Doohickey Contraption Protocol. I don't know.
Doohickey.
Did you know doohickey is two words? I always thought it was one.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That's right. You can visit the website for this, the wiki, the for the webcam. The whole thing is over at chuckchat.com. Check it out. There's a whole bunch of good stuff over there. There's also the tip jar. Thank you to the following people who for donating their time and talent for keeping Technorama going. Mad Marv, spelled K-Y-L-E, is providing the great blog content during the week, along with Craig, who puts in there live from the subspace wire, or hot off the subspace wire. Sorry about that. Ustream keeps our modest live streams going on Sunday night. The chat room is provided by Freenode.net. We appreciate all of their good love that they give. And you think you're going to get this one out Wednesday morning or Wednesday evening?
I don't know. As soon as I can.
All right. If you're hearing this after Wednesday evening, it means I either majorly passed or majorly failed my black belt test. So in case you get this prior to Wednesday evening, there's still a one chance. If you're a quick listener, you downloaded it quickly and listen. Wednesday, October 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern, ustream.tv, search for... What did I search for? I like it's on the same channel as not the same channel as Technorama, so you're not going to see it on the webcam.
We should have done that. You just put it on the web.
Yeah, that's a one time thing though. But it'll be there. Look for Tomasi. You'll find it because you'll get like four hits. One is Technorama. One is this karate channel.
And then one is Chuck getting hit in the face.
One is something bizarre. It's Tomasambino or something.
Yeah, that's the fourth hit is Chuck getting hit in the face.
Yeah, that's right. Craig got a preview this last Friday, so it was a whole lot of fun watching that. You can have some fun on Twitter or... You know, I'll probably try and open the chat room on the live cam so you guys can chat back and forth and make your own commentary, because I'm not going to be able to comment. I'm not going to be able to darn breathe.
I think my favorite comment was, man, these controls are laggy.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with all the great podcasts over at farpointmedia.com. It'll also be there at farpointmedia.net. They've just opened up a new domain and relaunched the website. It's shiny. It's new. Go and check out. There's a lot of cool podcasts over there. We're updating our graphics, so if you don't see ours immediately, it'll be there shortly, along with a lot of other great stuff that you've heard from us mentioned in the past, like Variant Frequencies, Happily Domesticated, formerly Shortcomings Audio, Geek Cred, a lot of good stuff over there. If you're not getting this the easy way, let us know. We can get it delivered to you automatically for free. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama and give us a binary high five, a hexadecimal 101257, whatever it is.
One, is that my cue?
Yeah, go.
101257.
On this auspicious occasion, let the horn of eternity cut a thunderous blast!